The sellers often believe that pricing was never their problem. In fact, agents who come to interview for the job after the listing expires will often say, "It was just your marketing. I have much better marketing ideas." Every one of them knows, "I got to get the listing at least to get the price reduced later. And because if I don't get it reduced, it'll expire on me as well." But they don't know how to communicate that. Plus, here's what the seller is saying. "We can wait for the market to recover. We're not going to give this thing away. Hey, you know, we're in no hurry. You know, we don't have to move." Those are sellers' defense mechanisms to say, "I can't lose any more equity in my property." So those are just things we have to address with the seller and know how to respond. Now, I'm not going to do that on this particular audio training, is to say, when somebody says, "We're just going to wait for the market to recover," we're going to do that on a video training where we can show you an example of a seller that might be 20 that are for sale in a 1 mile radius of their property in their price range, and perhaps one or two under contract. Because we all know this, if there's 20 properties for sale and there are none under contract, we know that pretty much everybody's overpriced, every single person. If we have 20 for sale and nothing under contract, but what if we have 20 that are up on the market and 18 are under contract and only two that are active? Well, we know where the market's on fire. So what we are storytellers about data and velocity, which we call velocity pricing. We need to overcome, very therapeutically, help a seller understand when they say, "We're not going to give this thing away." How do we respond with a question? "We're not in any hurry. We're not going to drop the price. We're not going to give it away." How to address them with data and a question, because that's what's going to get the seller oftentimes dropping their price, not by $5,000, but sometimes $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 or more through one set of conversations. So as we wrap this up, we wanted to prepare you for the seller's going to have some standard objections about not reducing the price, and you can change those objections if you come equipped with the data and the questions. Thank you.